You are welcome to the 5 Minutes Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Jeremiah 32 and verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? That statement ended with a question mark. And so I want to put to you all the question that God is asking every one of us. Is there anything too hard for the Lord, the God of all flesh? Can you think of something that God cannot do? Can you just think of anything? Look at what men have been able to do. We have been able to put aircraft in the air with nothing holding it, just principles of physics, and it will travel from one continent to the other. We have been able to speak on phone with nothing connecting us. If not that it is evident, we can see it. You know, there are some people, they don't believe anything. If it's possible, they will say, it's a lie. You can't make phone call in Nigeria without anything connecting it, and somebody will be hearing you in the US. They will say it's a lie. It's because they can't disprove it. They've seen it. You know, people have issues with a lot of things. They say, oh, it's not true. This one is not, everything to them is not true. Even things that are just common sense. But this is human being. Human beings making such technology possible that we can host an international space station 400 kilometers above the earth. There is a spacecraft that is revolving around the earth every single day, even as I speak. It's there. I know some people will still say it's a lie. But that's not even the point. My point is, if human beings can do all these things, is there anything too hard for God? Sometimes we are weak in the place of prayer because our problem, our challenges are looking overwhelming. Or you have gone through a situation for a very long time, such that even your mind is sick. Your mind is beginning to believe that nothing can be done, that the situation is worse. Let me tell you, sometimes God waits for a situation to get terribly worse before he acts. Jesus knew when Lazarus was sick. You will think that it is better for Jesus to quickly hurry there before the sickness becomes dead. The ruler that came to Jesus for his son to be healed, Jesus was on his way to heal that son when the woman with the issue of the blood interrupted them. And the son died. You know, to us, that is end of story. But Jesus said, fear not. So when you look at the word of God, sometimes God waits. He waited until Sarah could no longer have a child physically. And then he stepped in into situation. Is there anything too hard? So you look at your own situation. You say, oh, I've had stroke. How many people have been able to recover from stroke? So at a point you may begin to say to yourself, maybe this is it. Maybe this is the end. Maybe it is not possible. I once had arthritis and I was having pain on my knees every day. In fact, the only time I without pain is when I wake up from bed in the morning, maybe the first 5-10 minutes. From that onward, it's pain. And they told me that I will have to live with it. I took all manner of drugs. But you know, at a point I gave up. I accepted that. I just noticed one morning I was praying. I wasn't praying about the leg, but I just couldn't feel the pain anymore. And just like that, 1 day, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. And that was it. Every time I would look at those two knees, I say, God, what did you do that day? What happened to the pain I was experiencing every day? It's gone. And I thank God, you know, if let's say I was praying about it, I would say, oh, you know, I prayed about it. I also gave up. I was not even praying about it anymore. But God, in his mercy, he came and then he healed me. What is it that you are going through that you think God cannot heal you? That you think it has taken too long? He's asking you today. He says, is there anything too hard for me? And when God is asking questions like this, it's because God wants to work. You are going to experience God in your life in a way that you have never seen. The things that have become impossible are going to be possible. It is not because a man is saying it. it is because God is committed to it. He wants to heal your mind first. That's why he's asking you that question. He wants you to come to a point where you say, let's come to think of it. If somebody created eye, can that person not fix a damaged eye? If somebody created the spinal cord, if somebody created the DNA, can the person not fix any DNA problem? Is there anything too hard for God? Can God not take care of cancer? Can God not fix relationship? Is there anything too hard? He's asking you, is there anything too hard for him? If your answer is no, there's nothing too hard for him, you will see the hand of the Lord. You will see the hand of the Lord. You will see the hand of the Lord. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.